What's good, everybody? First, before you listen to this podcast, I just want to say I love you guys and just appreciate with all my heart. I hope everybody's doing super well. I also want to talk about the new hit show, Tea with Gary Vee, every morning, 9 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Gary. Tea with Gary Vee, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 2 hours of me doing Q&A with people individually, the deepest in-depth that I've ever done, more than Ask Gary Vee. I'm super excited about it. It's on facebook.com/Gary every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's a smash. If you go on social media, people are freaking out. Maybe my best content pillar ever. West Coast, wake up at that 5:45 time, brush your teeth and get on it. We got a lot of West Coast people on it. Hope you enjoy it. Hope I see you there. Love you guys. See ya.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
Yeah, okay, it's tea with Gary V. Sipping empathy. I know patience is the key. Putting out all of my shit for free. This is tea.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's super well. Tuesday morning in April. First, thank you so much for everybody who donated to the All In Challenge. We should be announcing my raffles have to go through legalities, so it ended on Saturday, but I should be announcing the winner here any day, maybe even today. So thanks for that. And thanks for tuning in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Bass. Good morning, David S. Dave Hoffman. Yantisa, Zoa, great to see you. Thank you so much. Rhina, great to see you. Brad, Ahmed, Sarah, Trisha in the building. Thank you all so much, Delilah. Thank you all so much for being on this morning on Tea with Gary Vee. Let's get into the show. Hello, Macy.
Hey.
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
It's really
Why are you so early every day?
It's not that early. Nine's not that early.
Oh, Gemini.
You're on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I'm on Ohio time.
You're in Ohio?
I'm in New York, but I know you're from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Ohio.
Hey, first, thank you so much for doing the All-In Challenge. It means a lot.
Yeah. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. But I actually don't know how my whole thing is going, but I'm happy to do it. I think it's a great thing you guys are doing.
We appreciate it. Have you been? How are you going through all this?
You know, it's like misery, like everybody else, but you know, working it out.
I mean, are you antsy? Are you like really, really ready to get out?
I mean, I've been going out. You know. Mm-hmm. You know, like a highlight is like going to Target these days. But I mean, I still, you know, I want it to be safe. I don't want to just go out. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like I want it to be the right time. What do you think about all that?
I think now I'm starting to think a lot about like how everyone's gonna look back at this time and miss it. And like I'm already thinking about like 18 months from now, and everyone's like, man, that wasn't so bad. You know, and so like, I'm already kind of laughing about like the next part. I the only thing really running through my mind is I hope we don't go back too soon. And then we have, like, I don't think people have it in them to go back hardcore quarantine. Like in Japan, this one region, people went out for 3 weeks and then boom, they had to go back for a month, 5 weeks. And I can't see America dealing with that well, you know, coming out and then boom, like, back in that, like, I just think people are gonna go crazy. So I'm hoping that, you know, we wait that extra week, but we'll see. I mean, people are out there already.
Yeah, like crazy.
Like crazy.
There's traffic back in LA. Like before we were enjoying no traffic, but yesterday I went out and it was like backed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
You got any questions? You got anything interesting going on?
Okay, for you, my big, okay, so here's my question for Gary Vee. All right, so as artists, you know, recording artists, actresses, blah, 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 you're kind of pulled aside in the beginning and you're told, you know, not to really be open about your politics because you run the risk of
alienating half the country.
With people who don't agree with you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you know what I mean.
Yes.
So what do you think of that? Do you think that's because of course everyone has an opinion and there might be someone who comes along and has an opinion that matters, that can make a difference, but they can't express it because they're
I think it's a very personal thing, right? Obviously, everyone's going crazy on this documentary right now. So one of the most famous, you know, I'm a little older, so one of the most famous cases of all time of somebody staying quiet was Michael Jordan. There was so much pressure on him during his career to talk about something besides sneakers, and he wouldn't go there, and that was his person. That's the way he put his head on his pillow. You know, he didn't view himself that way. On the flip side, you know, you had, you know, a generation earlier, you had Muhammad Ali, who was the most famous athlete in the world, and he went completely there. You know, I think it's a personal thing, Mace. And I also think that you can quote unquote change your mind. Like you might have worked for you or somebody else for a certain period of time, and then you can go the other way and vice versa. So to me, there's no, it's like parenting a child. There is no right. It's only what's right for you. But I think people have to figure out what lets them put their head on their, you know, pillow. You know, for a lot of people, they choose lack of tension, lack of, you know, like lack of, you know, chaos and dollars and stay quiet. And other people don't have that in them and they feel they can impact by being in front. There's a lot of people who are famous who do everything behind the scenes, spend a ton of time and money behind the scenes trying to make an impact on the world. I think it's a very, very personal decision. I really do.
But do you think that that's right? Like, do you think that it's cool to ask people to be quiet just because they're celebrities?
No, of course not. I mean, I think that's crazy. I think that manager, that best friend, that mom, that agent is saying something they probably genuinely believe is in the best interest of that person. Mm-hmm. However, it's, you know, I also think it's crazy for that person to listen blindly to anybody but themselves.
Mm-hmm. Like for instance, like currently the one I can think of is Kanye, when he came out about when he claimed he was a Trump supporter, and then so do you think everything that happened afterwards was a result of that, or do you think it was other things?
I also think that people, like, you know, everything that happened after that, like, I think people are buying as many Yeezys, and I think if Kanye puts out a fire album, people are gonna listen to it. Like, I think cancel culture is boring. You know what I mean? On both sides. Like, I think people, you may not agree or you may disagree or things of that nature, but I think that I'm sure they're absolutely, you know, you know what I like to do? I like to look at what people say and then see what they do. There's a ton of people that were super mad at Kanye in all sorts of sectors of the country that a year later are retweeting him about his Sunday services.
Yeah, because people sometimes move on.
No, 99% they move on.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's a personal thing, and I think, like with anything, you got to make your call for you because you're sleeping with that until the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, what about someone like you? Would you ever say, like, who you're going to vote for in November? Or is that too risky for you?
I would say it. I'm the kind of person that, like, you know, I feel that America's so bad at dealing with political issues that everyone's on such tilt in every direction that it's, everyone's a headline reader. Nobody, if you know, in a 45 minute conversation, I'm thrilled to talk about anything. In a one sentence thing, people get crazy, right? Like to me, it's like, I'm just fascinated by people's inability to understand multi-lever layers of the conversation. Meaning, you know, I'm extremely comfortable to, like, I voted for Hillary Clinton. It's not super hard for me to say that. Like, I'm not, to me, that's like, you could Google that. So to me, I'm fine with that, but I'm also okay with people that don't agree with me on that. I'm okay with people don't agree with me on anything. People are living their lives. I'm not worried about their politics or anything. As a matter of fact, everything I talk about when it comes to business and things of that nature, I'm spitting what I believe is genuinely right, but I'm not worried about people disagreeing or, you know, or dislike me. There's people that don't like me because I shit on the Patriots and Michael Jordan 24/7. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm okay with people not agreeing with me.
Yeah.
To me, what I don't like is the lack of humanity and kindness. You know, like, disagreeing is exactly right. That's how you make good shit happen. But people's feelings are on tilt right now. Everyone's in fourth fucking grade.
But it's a wild time. No, I don't think anybody, you know, nobody was really set up for this or told to prepare for this. So, just real raw. So that's why I was asking, because I thought, you know, like, this will be a time where people would you know, talk about what they're really, you know, what they're really feeling and really kind of be adamant about what we should do in November and stuff like that. But I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe it's early.
It's early. And honestly, it would not be early right now, but everybody right now is worried about their family and their loved ones and deep in a global pandemic, you know?
Mm-hmm. But do you think people, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think people care what artists think? Like, you know, I might say something on my Instagram and then, you know, I'll get like a lot of like craziness if I say anything political. Or like, you know, when people always, you know, stick to singing, stuff like that. Like, do you think if people come up and get active, do you think anybody cares what a celebrity thinks?
I think people care what their neighbor thinks. So why wouldn't they care what a celebrity thinks?
But does it matter, like, in the scheme of things?
Of course it matters.
You think it matters?
Of course it does. People change the world. It might be a celebrity, it might be a politician, it might be a pastor, it might be a social media celebrity. Yeah, of course it matters. I think that most people think too highly of themselves. I think the world lacks humility.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pull from opposite directions on this one. I think it matters and I think it potentially doesn't matter. But I think not sharing what's in your heart is always a mistake.
Right.
Period.
Yeah. Period.
Period. Binary.
No matter who you are.
No matter who you are.
I think that's good.
Me too.
That actually taught me something just now that I hadn't thought about before.
Thanks, Mace.
Gary Vee.
Mace, let's chop up and have a real dinner after this. We're gonna connect because I'm gonna move on with the show, but I really wanna spend some time.
All right, everybody, go to OwenChallenge.com.
See you, Mace.
Bye, sweet. Bye bye.
What a talented artist. When her music came out, I was just like, she just sang from her heart. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, let's keep going.
What's going on, Gary?
What's up, Mike C?
I'm doing wonderful. Nothing like following up a Grammy winner, but, you know.
Listen, she's a Grammy winner, and you look fucking amazing in a t-shirt and a Yankee hat. Everyone's got their thing, Mike.
I appreciate you, sir. Can we get a virtual cheers here?
Cheers, brother.
I appreciate you, man. So, yeah, I feel like Charlie Bucket winning a golden ticket right now. So my question for you is, how do I turn my passion of giving dating advice and relationship tips into a career as like a certified dating coach and public speaker?
Yo, I think that that's pretty cool. Like, I think a lot of people are doing that. I think that, you know, my big thing on that is the model exists. It's put out an ungodly amount of free creative on the general themes that you see over and over. What I do, right? Like, watch what I do, not what I say. There are so many obvious patterns in business that I'm able to bring up over and over. And it's why I'm quick in these meetings, whether it's the flower thing yesterday that everybody got fired up about or other things of that nature. So you know the thematics in dating. As a matter of fact, a lot of like what I see in business translates to dating, insecurities, confidence, kind, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think you put out a ton of content and then very simply, it becomes a lead gen to your consulting business. I think coaching has become a little bit of like, you know, a tricky word, kind of like hustle, right? Like I've had to change hustle to hard work because people have taken the word hustle and manipulated it as burnout and like unhealthy. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to be associated with that. I want people to be happy, not burnout. So let me say hard work. Mike, I would say consulting has like a elevated word or, you know, word or strategist, dating consultant instead of coach. I think dating coach, it goes in the lower funnel kind of muckery land. But I think if you put out amazing content and then you have and then people find your website from your linked URL on TikTok and Instagram, and now all of a sudden they're willing to pay you $500 a month or whatever, you know, $1,000 a week or whatever your business model is, I think it's actually very easy, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I've been following your content for like 5 years now. So like, I know all about, you know, 25-year-old like life coaches, how you feel about that
and
everything.
Listen, my big thing was like, because life coaching is a tough thing to say, like life, you know, without living it, but like dating, like there's a 25-year-old that's could be, you know, and by the way, with life too, like, listen, I had a lot of wisdom at 25. I think I'm a lot stronger at 44 by living it a little more, but you know, it's more that people are audacious, and really a lot of life coaches really skew into business coaches and really skew into, let me teach you how to make money by you paying me, but I've never made money by any other way than charging you. So that's where it gets a little tricky. But yeah, I mean, I think a dating consulting service that is on the back of a ton of free content, especially on TikTok and Instagram, is a very fruitful opportunity.
Yeah, I got on TikTok because of you. So.
And how's it going?
40,000 followers and growing. I started doing a live chat every night on the back of the Kristen Being Kristen chat.
Yep.
Kind of got the inspiration from her, linked up with her. So we're going to try and have each other on each other's shows and whatnot.
Mike, it's so funny. One of the by far best things of this Tea with Gary V project has been the community that's been built from it. Like just watching all of you interact in the chats across the three live platforms has just been remarkable.
Yeah, there's a dating app that actually we got in contact with each other. So like me and the DraftMate guys, we literally met through this chat, and even the marketing person is from here. I know you got to get to other people. If it's not too much, I'm in New York. I would love to, you know, have a dream come true and meet you if it's possible. I'll come to Vayner, do whatever.
Hit up with Dustin. I don't want him a promise because I have no idea what the rest of my world looks like, but I'm not.
Of course. When we're all safe and COVID's over, yeah. Awesome. No, I appreciate
Talk
you, brother.
To you soon,
thank you.
Take care. Let's keep it going. Youssef, thank you so much. Kelly Hill, thank you so much for being here. Naomi B, what's good? Thank you so much, Pierre. By the way, if you're watching right now on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube, the community is completely out of control. Say hello. Stop being shy. Say hello. And if you're saying hello for the first time, put first hello. I'd like to look at the chat while I'm on too. Let's keep it going. Michael.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me on. This is quite the opportunity.
Awesome. Where are you from?
Ontario, Canada.
Yeah. Fantastic. What can I help you with, my friend?
So just a quick backstory. I invented a corrective exercise tool, and I've been passing it out to coaches, athletes, and trainers. So far, the feedback I've gotten is positive, but it's not translating into my Instagram page. And I guess my question is, what methods could I be using to generate more interest, more activity towards the product? Because it's not just solely about the product, it's my journey with trying to.
How much content are you putting out?
I try to put out every day, if not every day, every other day.
Volume is an answer. I think also you need to lean into strengths, right? Because you're a chill dude. So are you doing video? Are you doing written? Are you doing photos?
I started with just photos with the description, but I've tried to branch off into video. I thought maybe that'd be more personable.
And how is that going for you? Like, do you feel comfortable or is it like kind of like a drag?
It's one of the things I fear is maybe it's my personality that doesn't translate well.
Yeah, and by the way, you'll appreciate this. And this is not a negative, like lower at like kind of just interacting with you. There's no question in an honest way, there would be a debate if the kind of like straight style monotone, like if that's going to translate. But brother, I had to, like, the greatest frustration of my career was when blogging came out in the early 2000s. And I was right about email. I was right about Google AdWords. And now there's this new thing called blogging. And I was dead. It was the first time I was mad that I was bad at school because I knew that I couldn't write. And it was super frustrating for me. And then obviously I got lucky and YouTube came out a couple years later and boom, I was like, wait, this I can do. But you know, one of the things you may consider is leaning in, a couple things for you to think about. One, pictures, and are you good at writing?
Yeah, I get some help with it, but I'm pretty articulated. I'm better articulated in writing than I would be.
I think Instagram's a place where people can blog more, like a nice photo and like, 5 paragraphs. So I think that you should test. First of all, you need to post 3 times a day, straight up. Number two, one of them has to be a photo, maybe 2 a day, a nice photo of somebody using the thing or doing the thing or, you know, your world. 5 paragraphs. That would be interesting. Number two, you may want to have a spokesperson or other people in your content is another place. And then the most important part of this, believe it or not, this is a little bit of a left turn. You know, of course I believe that social is super important, but I also don't want people to value social over their businesses. There's a ton of businesses that are crushing, doing extremely well, and are not good at social media. Now, I think that's missing an opportunity. But for example, you may spend all your time trying to be good at social, and that will actually take away time from building the business as if social media didn't exist. And if instead you focus on building the business as if social media didn't exist, which then built up the business that allowed you to afford to hire the Sasha group or hire an internal person to do your social media, that might be a smarter strategy for you. There's a lot of people here who think social media is some sort of magic bullet, and if you're on it, everything will be good. No, you have to be great at it. And a lot of people aren't destined to be great at it, but they might be great at their business. They might be good at sales, one-on-one stuff, and that then leads to the dollars that leads for them to hire an agency. I mean, that's why I built the Sasha group. I built the Sasha group for half the people in this chat right now. Like, because VaynerMedia was too expensive, and my dad was a small business owner, and so I wanted to create the greatest agency for that. And like for a lot of people, that's the right move. Or if that's too expensive, you can hire somebody for $12 an hour to do it. So you might want to take a more macro strategy. I think a lot of times people aren't listening carefully to what I'm saying. I also think that I don't have the luxury of things like Tea with Gary Vee, where I can really explain, this strategy, which is maybe social media needs to be second. Social media is the first thing that builds most people's business, most, half. The other half actually should spend no time on it because they're terrible at it. And they should spend all their time in actually building up their business, which then kicks them cash, which then allows them to hire an agency or an individual to drive that part of their business. That's just smart.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Dustin, mm-hmm. thesashagroup.com, throw that up and let's get a graphic with my dad's face. I think that'll be funny. It makes sense, Michael?
Yeah, that's actually, I was going to ask you if it was a better, more viable solution to just have somebody else kind of be the spokesperson of this.
100%. It's a more viable solution to have somebody else be the salesman. It's a more viable solution to have somebody be the accountant and CFO. You have to be able to afford it.
Yeah.
Which then means you have to look at yourself and figure out what you're best at. If you're spending seven hours on getting out one terrible post on Instagram, that's a fucking bad business strategy. But you might be able to get on the phone or write emails to people and get your business going. And there's no shame in that. Like I don't put social media on a pedestal that everybody has to do it. I just want everybody to realize how good it can be when you do it right. Not everybody's destined to be the person that actually does that. I do want you to understand it a little bit so you don't get ripped off by the Sasha group or by somebody you hire, but just enough to be dangerous, not to be Gary Vee.
Understood. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You got it, Michael. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck. Take care.
You too.
Michael, one last thing to you and everybody else. Oh, good. Good job, Dustin. Michael, this is a machine or a process?
No, it's, I guess the best way to describe it, it's a resistance band that loads the hip and legs directly. So it kind of,
can I give you a huge piece of advice? There's probably a ton of, what's your email?
My email?
Actually, is this your Instagram?
That's my Instagram, yes.
Cool. Throw that up, big Mike. Excuse me, Dustin. Everybody who's watching who thinks they're good at social media, what does this help? People that have what? Hip, leg, builds your ass, what?
It corrects pelvic tilt. I don't want to make any claims because I don't have any.
I got it.
But that's right.
Let's go soft with it. You're potentially working on something that helps fix the pelvic tilt that you're excited about and have some confidence in.
Yes.
Good. So anybody who's watching.
Oh. Gary, I think you knocked out your mic or something.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Wait a minute. You can hear me?
Yep.
There we go. So what does that help? Does that help people's backs? Like where does it really affect somebody?
Yeah, it's going to affect the back. It's going to affect the core. It's going to affect the glutes.
So, good. So let's go right in here. If you think you're good at social media, DM Mike here. Offer some social. How much is your thing?
Right now, I haven't sold any officially. I'm looking to retail it for $99, but I've been giving them out for free just for the feedback.
Awesome. So everybody who's watching right now, if you think you're good at social media, hit up Mike, make a barter. He'll give you a $99 item. You'll do a post for him. Mike, you'll get 50 different people to do posts. in exchange for 50 units, and now everybody wins. People are going to fix their backs and live for 8 years longer, and you're going to get a social media post that's way better than what the fuck you can do.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
You got it, brother. See ya. All right. Let's see. Is there a delay? Is it better? I think.
Yeah, it's like every time.
I hit it.
Yeah, but like
once better now.
Yeah. Once I pop Windows in and out, it kind of like works again.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you. Let's keep it going.
Hi, Gary. I'm so happy to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Well, that's an interesting question. So I have a story to tell. So let me tell you about my background. I'm from Russia, and I came to the USA 5 years ago. I opened the business right away. I started with a coffee cart in a seasonal place, like close to the beach, and it went really well. So I decided to look for a good place where I could, be open year round. So I opened up a cafe where I'm sitting right now. My cafe is called Sip of Europe. So I have 5 out of 5 on Facebook, Yelp, TripAdvisor, and everything.
Where are you?
I'm in Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine. That's very cool. And what part of Russia were you from?
Well, I was born in the south of Russia, like Rostov-on-Don, but I was living in St. Petersburg for the biggest part of my life. Yeah. So, and after a year of like a successful business with my cafe, I'm making crepes and crepe cakes, by the way, blini. Yeah. So I decided to expand a little bit, and I expand the menu. So I decided to learn some baking, and I wanted to bring some no-fat, low-calorie desserts. So I found the baker who had the classes online, and I started learning like how to make different cakes. And among those desserts, there was one dessert. You probably know that name. If you don't, your parents definitely know. It's called Zephyr.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. Yes. Wow. Oh my God. You will laugh. I'm telling you, you'll laugh. Because so I tried making the no-fat, low-calorie zephyr. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. This has like 5 ingredients, absolutely delicious. It's like healthy and all that. And I was like, well, this is so great. I should definitely go somewhere with that. Like America needs that product. I could be the only one who is making low-calorie, no-fat. And when I started, Googling, I found out that no one in America was making it. And I was like, oh, what? So I need to do something about that. So I was like, well, I should come up with an idea of how to like trademark that name, how to be like the one who brings this dessert to America. So this is a part where you'll laugh. I have the trademark for the word Zephyrchik, which is exactly, yeah. So because, let me explain to everyone. So in Russia, the chik is the suffix. So it adds the kerosene word to the main word that it's attached to. So it's also going as chik zephyr, which is also cool because it's explaining how beautiful, my dessert is. So, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I need to bring it everywhere. So I went to the big expo in Portland, Maine. I made over 2,000 of those. Everyone loved it. I went to the like local awards ceremonies. I went on Kickstarter, not for the money, but to bring the awareness for the product. After that, I contacted the Russian factories, and I talked to the specialists, those who make that, like an industrial way. And they gave me some advice on like developing the recipe and stuff. So I came back to the USA, I sent my stuff to the labs. They said, well, it's great, it's shelf stable, it's amazing. After that, I started contacting huge companies in America. Well, I have the trademarks in the USA, and I also have the trademarks pending in Canada. So I started contacting big companies, big food companies, and saying like, hey, this is an opportunity. Like if you have a beverage company, let's say like Pepsi, you can just have that in that Zephyrchik, because that's like a tangible cloud of flavor, and you can have any flavor in that. So it's like made of fruit puree. It's kind of like that. And the companies wouldn't actually, respond. The only companies that responded was Mars. They were interested, but they said that, well, no one knows this product yet. We're not planning on advertising and marketing it. So like, if you go big with that, we will be totally interested in, talking more. about it. And I was trying, you know, I had the pop-up in New York. I invited all the bloggers. They posted about me. They told the stories. And I, you know, made the Instagram mask for the product. I made some, you know, hat pieces and stuff. But the thing is, like, Americans don't really understand what it is. For them, it looks kind of nice. Because, like, in Russia, when you're talking about marshmallow in Russia, you say that that's American zefir. Whereas here, I'm trying to explain that zefir is American, is a Russian marshmallow. And I'm trying to, you know, like, give people to try it. And they try it and they say, wow, that's amazing. I feel like I've already fed half of the Portland, you know, with my zefir. But the thing is, like, that product needs, you know, needs acquired taste. So you kind of, like, have to try it, like, once, twice, and you're like, oh, my God, this is so great. This is so tasty. So I've been thinking, how can I bring it to that? I even decided to have, like, online training education for people. And I was like, oh, my God, I can try, you know, teaching Russians how to do that. Because if you, you know, go on hashtag Zefir in Russian, it would have over 800,000, you know, posts. So people know what it is. Everyone who's speaking Russian know what it is. So I had, like, big Instagram stream when I was cooking it. I had over 1,000 people watching me who would just, like, watch and repeat. But that's not exactly what I want to do. I want everyone in America and, like, all over the world know what this product is. Because, I mean, like, no one knew about macarons, like, right? They were in France, and all of a sudden, they're all over the world. No one knew about, like, pastéis de Belém, which are Portuguese, you know, like, the egg dessert. And, like, the world knows about them now. And I kind of want to spread my, you know, Russian heritage and bring it to people.
You can.
Yeah, well, I
can. Like, you know what America didn't know about?
Tacos. About you?
Yes, they didn't know about me. Yes, they didn't know about me. They didn't, but let's stay in your lane. You know, mm-hmm. Americans didn't know about tacos. Now we fucking have LeBron James talking about Taco Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Americans didn't know about, you know, waffles a trillion years ago. Yeah. Italians brought over pizza. Like, guacamole meant nothing to Americans. Yeah. Like, Americans didn't know about anything until somebody brings it. So Zefir, as you know, is religion in a Russian community. I mean, the fact that you're in Portland, Maine, and getting Portland Mainers eating Zefir is really, like, probably the most exciting thing that's happened on Tea with Gary Vee. I love it. Obviously, your energy's on point. I was letting you really roll there because A, you didn't take a breath, but B, it's because you really know what the fuck you're talking about. I think, when I listen to you, mm-hmm. I think this is a foregone conclusion. I just think that you need to wrap your head around it's going to take 7 years.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Why are you afraid of that? That's a huge mistake. You're actually going to pull this off. You have the trademark. Like, you should be afraid of it not taking 7 years. My biggest concern for you is that in the same way that you talk like me, your speed, but you have to have macro patience. You know, from coffee cart to this, you're very creative by nature. You're going a mile a minute. I love that about you, but the number one vulnerability you have is not being macro patient. You're not gonna have all of America give a fuck about Zefir. You're not gonna have Coca-Cola just write you $1 million check and put cola flavored Zefirs in every fucking store. You need to fucking grind for a decade and then you may be able to pull it off, but you have the advantage because you're the one that has the most leverage and the most to gain with Zefir becoming big. Back to Russian culture, when I was growing up in Edison, New Jersey, my mom used to buy pomegranates, granata,
yeah,
right? Because
I love
that's
it.
Huge.
I
of course
it,
you
yeah.
love it. You're fucking Russian. You know, it's huge in Russia. Pomegranates didn't mean my friends used to come to my house and, like, look at it and be like, what's up with your weird apple? And I'm like, it's not a fucking apple, it's a granata, dick. You know, like they didn't understand. And it took fucking 15 more years for that weird palm juice to get hot. And then America discovered pomegranates. It's gonna take a long time. Like, you have to be on Jimmy Fallon in 3.5 years because you had so much momentum and he's fucking eating Zefirs. You're on a Today Show. Like, it's gonna take a long time. Unless you understand, it's gonna take you 7 to 10 years for this to happen.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Because, like, I've already been doing this for 3 years now.
Good.
And I understand that this takes, you know, patience. And I have patience. And I also have, like, the enthusiasm and energy. I'm trying to, like, make it bigger.
Okay,
bigger.
So I better, let me give you an idea.
Yeah.
I think you should go crazy on TikTok. I think you should send a box of Zafirs to every single fucking little TikTok girl that exists. I think you should create something called the Zafir dance and you fucking do it. Eat a fucking Zafir while you're fucking dancing.
Yeah, well, the thing is like, I mean, just like you have the name and not everyone knows your first name. So like for you to create, you know, a different like nickname that you go with, like for people, they don't know what Zafir is, not what Zafir Chick is. So I decided to go like with another way. I decided to create like a page saying like my chic rose. And like have my, you know, desserts as like everyone is like, oh, I've seen those chic roses. And they're like from
Chic roses, got it.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe I should definitely
I think you're going too narrow. I think you should lean into the truth of the name. I think you should call them like Z cups, you know, if you want to really go American. I also think Zafir is fine. Like people will fucking figure it out. You know, they're gonna Americanize it and call it like, do you have that Zafir? You know, like they'll Americanize it a little bit, but like I'm sure I don't say guacamole right either. So, you know, so I think that, you know, what's funny is you have what, honestly, the number one thing that I want from you is just an ungodly amount of social media content, like an ungodly amount. How much are you posting? You?
So I have a few accounts right now. I'm posting like crazy for my coffee shop because, you know,
no, you.
Oh, yes, I'm doing everything.
I apologize. Your personal brand.
Well, I'm, so right now I'm going more on the coffee shop that I have because, yeah.
You.
Not as much as I wanted to, but
why?
I can definitely, well, as I'm trying to say, I have so much work with my coffee shop because right now like it's a Mother's Day and I have like crepe cakes orders and stuff. And I'm trying to come up with an idea of like, how can I bring people telling my stories because I'm telling my stories on my Instagram account about my coffee shop.
Nice job, Dustin. You inspired Dustin. Oh. Your stuff looks good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Dustin, thank you so much.
I think you charmed Dustin. This is why I'm pushing you so hard. Put that back up, Dust. You have to lean into your biggest superpower, and your biggest superpower is your personality.
Thank you.
You need to put out content. You would be a huge TikTok star.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm trying.
That's fine. But you're not trying because if you're not executing three times a day on three TikToks with your account, you, then you're not trying.
All right.
Go back to the teddy bears. That's fucking cute.
Those are marshmallows. Because I was trying to go like what Americans understand, and those are like marshmallows that you pipe, and they're just like real marshmallows. I can pipe those as well. Thank you.
Listen, you are very much on your way. Are you shipping nationally?
I can be shipping. I just, you know, I don't have any interest from anyone to get it yet. I'm giving stuff for free.
Do you have a Shopify store?
On my website, which is right now down, I have the...
Why is it down?
One of the WooCommerce. Amazon did some changes. Yeah, Amazon did some changes to updates and it's
really
like,
listen to me.
Yeah, I'm working on
your that. Your breakthrough with Zafir. I think you should go all in on Zafir. I think it will work. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm sure my mom's about to laugh. I weirdly was one of the few Russian kids that didn't like it. I didn't.
Well,
I
me
didn't
too. I don't
it.
Like it. Like I didn't like the regular one. That's the point. Like I was so surprised to the point of devoting like my life to that because in Russia it would only be like white, pink and brown, depending on the coloring.
Right.
And the flavor would be, vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate. Depending on the artificial flavoring. And
that's
now
right.
You can just make it with your own hands, like using some fruit puree, and it will be done just like that within 30 minutes. It's delicious.
All right, listen to me, because I gotta move on. You have to make, make your account, your personal account on TikTok.
I have Yulia Sip of Europe on TikTok. Yep.
You have Yulia Sip of Europe on TikTok?
Yes, Yulia Sip of Europe.
How many times have you posted on TikTok?
I'm trying 2 or 3 times a day. I have the roses, and the last like the feed is full of you.
Are you in there?
Not me personally. I want just the product.
I want you personally. Mm-hmm. I want you. Look what my mom just brought.
Oh yeah, that's exactly. Yes.
So listen. I think you're onto something. Mm-hmm. I just think you really need to lean into yourself. Mm-hmm. I think you are the star.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I think you need to get over that, you know, are you private because you're Russian? Is it like ingrained in you, or are you okay putting yourself out there?
I'm absolutely fine, yeah.
Good. So, You need to make 3 TikTok videos a day with you in it, not the product. And you need to stay focused because I think you can build the Sapir thing just like guacamole, just like tacos, just like pizza in the 1930s or earlier than that. Got it?
Yes, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
That was fun. All right, let's keep going.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Dude, let me just tell you, I have been waiting for 2 days. I had to read Bible verses last night on fear and courage so that my hands didn't shake while I'm fucking talking to you, dude.
That's so awesome.
You're like my Oprah Winfrey of dudes. Like, I'm like so obsessed with you. My husband is a little jealous. Like, he's like, dude, get off that shit with Gary Vee. I'm like, I need to listen to what he has to say. I'm so stoked. I couldn't be more excited.
Thank you.
And what you're doing, platform, talking to people, like ordinary people like us. Dude, nobody does that shit. It's so extraordinary. I can't even tell you. So thank you for the opportunity. It just means the world to me.
Thank you.
So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, you know, my question, get into it. And so my friend and I started a podcast about a year and a half ago called Fed Up. Really, the podcast is about fighting stigmas and judgments. We really want people to know, like, no matter what shit you're going through, somebody else has been through it and is on the other side. And the reason I started it is not to get too much into detail, but at 5 years old, I started having panic attacks. I was an 80s baby. So there wasn't much information on mental health. And really, it wasn't until college where I just pulled myself up from the bootstraps, started going to the library, reading on shit. I sort of self-diagnosed with a therapist, was 15 years in therapy, dealing with everything that, you know, I had to deal with. I just said, I'm going to do this shit on my own. My life is worth living. And so I just said, you know, I want a place for people to go where it's like, you know what, if you feel like shit, you can get a little comic relief. We do like skits, like funny skits on life, or you can get something inspirational. We quote you a lot. And just listen to something that, you know, have you ever felt like nobody understands or fuck, I'm really alone. And then you hear something and you're like, okay, I'm not that weird. I'm not that alone. I'm not that. It makes you feel good.
It's the biggest driver of my life. It, you know, I think shadows lead to unhappiness. You know, like
right.
We need to talk out here.
Dude, and just shame. People feel all this shame and all this guilt. And it's like the minute somebody says something, you're like, oh fuck, you know what? Okay, I feel better. That was the reason for the podcast and really for our Instagram. But my question is, we've been grinding it out. I follow all the Gary V, the TikTok, the Twitter, the Facebook, but I don't know if you know Mark Manson's book, like the So Giving a Fuck.
I've seen it.
Anyway,
in the
it's like my new. It's an amazing book. It's just amazing. But what I wanted to ask you is, like, what do you think about society really telling us? You know, if.
Can I answer a question before you say anything?
The question. Yeah.
Because it's really funny, like, just even the way that question was just asked. It's hard for me to answer because I can't hear society.
Right.
Like, it's just really funny the way your question just hit. Like, right. It was just super weird that there was a pause in the way you asked it.
Right.
My answer to your question is I don't know.
Right.
Because I can't hear them.
Right.
My relationship with judgment is so extraordinary. Right. And the level of guilt I have with it, meaning, right. Oh my God, I'm so blessed. Thank you so much for that. Right. Is all I'm trying to do here for the next fucking 60 years is try to move everybody's relationship with judgment to the place where I'm at. Do you know how unbeatable you are when you can't hear the judgment?
Right. But honestly, it's my issue is not the judgment because we have real car. Like, I didn't give three shits. I had people telling me, you're not going to be able to go to school with the conversations we're having. Like, I could wipe my ass with that. I've had judgment my whole life. My issue is the way things are framed, where it's like, if you don't have a million followers, then sort of like you ain't shit. And sometimes I.
But that means you are hearing them. Judgment isn't cousin Ricky telling right. you like, hey, I don't like your freckles. Like, that's not judgment.
Right.
Real judgment is the words that just came out of your mouth.
Right. So how do you get over, for example, seeing yourself really wanting to put out that message? You have a very small following and just feeling
I lived that life. I had a very small audience. I didn't put a time limit on my impact.
Right.
You're young as fuck. You have 70 fucking years to make this impact. The hell are you worried about how many TikTok followers you have?
Right. I guess just because I just want my message to have a broader reach.
But that's your own ego. Like that's your own shit.
Yeah, for sure. So, I call myself out on it all the time.
So let's reframe it. Let's talk about the following. You could have 800,000 followers on Instagram, but nobody's really hearing you. They're just following you because they think you're cute or funny or weird or interesting. Or you could have 17 and one person heard you and saved their lives. I would argue you made a lot more impact with 17 followers than 800,000. There's people with 6 million followers because they got tits and ass.
Right.
But are they saving someone's life? Like, why are we, like, there's nothing more of a waste of time than having your self-worth wrapped up in a metric on a social network.
Right. And just letting go of that shit.
I don't hear it. You know, it's also why this conversation started off with the right thing. You know why I'm in here with regular people? Because I'm regular people. Because on the flip side, I don't see my 7.9 either.
Right.
What?
And so what do you think, because your message is like, just to get your message to broaden your reach, you know,
that's going to be on the merit of your message.
Right.
Martin Luther King would be fucking flexing on Instagram right now. Gandhi would be fucking going ham on TikTok.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like people feel all this pressure to like be,
because they're listening.
You know, the next big thing and all this stress and anxiety. And like, I want to let go of that shit. Like, I want to let go.
So let go.
Yeah, dude, that's why I'm on here with you, because I know you called me out on my shit.
Yeah, because you're telling me that you don't give a fuck, and then you completely give a fuck.
I completely give a fuck. Listen, I've been to enough therapy about my own shit, dude. I have no problem.
Listen, I got super love for you. Listen, it's really easy. It's really hard, and it's really easy. What's easy about it is understanding that it's right there for you. It's right there for you. It's like, honestly, like, it's just going into a cocoon. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of like working out. It's like every day realizing, by the way, this is why I've been yelling about, like, I actually want Instagram and the social networks to hide following count and like all numbers, hide them all.
Right.
But I don't need them. Like hide them all.
Right.
People are just in high school.
Yeah.
You know, people's social media following is now like the car they drive. Like, people are like, oh, social media sucks. It's fucking everyone up. I'm like, no, it's not. Why do you think people bought BMWs? Why do you think people bought expensive sneakers? Like, why do you think people always try to impress others? What do I feel about society's judgment? I don't know, because I haven't heard them for so long.
And what do you think about just, let's say, you know, you obviously, I want my message to grow. I want more eyes on what we're doing to help more people, because I felt so alone for so fucking long and had nowhere to really go to. I sort of had to like do it on my own. My thing is, what do you feel about, let's say,
So give. So like to your point, so give, put out the content. Like, you just have to think about yourself. Gary V is the person that 11-year-old Gary Vaynerchuk wanted to look up to. I'm living the life that I think you should live. I am the person on social media that I would have looked up to. So you need to be the person that you needed when you were a kid. And you need to realize that if you find one, if Carol from fucking Canton, Ohio.
Oh no, get emails all the time with the small follow. We have like a super loyal small following.
So stop saying small following.
Right.
Just start saying following. And just start saying people I'm trying to help. Like, people have to reverse it. People are about themselves.
They're right.
People are looking for a blue check. People are looking for a following count. People are looking for a cosign from a celebrity.
Sometimes I just think about the following count, and then it fucks up. Really, the genuine started it with, because I'm like,
of course,
people are telling me.
If I listen to my,
but I think we all, like, people struggle with that shit. Like they start thinking my shit ain't shit because of this fucking numbers.
I get it. And on the flip side, in my world, people don't have the humility to do what I'm doing right now. If I believed in my number, I wouldn't do this shit. You'd be a waste of my time if I believed my number.
Right.
It works both ways. People that don't have it are fucking, you know, feel like they're nothing. And people that have it think they're something. And neither are true.
Right.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Because it's the fucking
truth. My mother-in-law always used to tell me, you're not that important. And the minute you realize that, your life will take off. Just get over it.
Your mother-in-law's right. That's wisdom. Like, it's super important. Like, I'm not unaware that I was gifted some talents and I'm doing something, but I don't fucking believe it. I do not get high on my own supply. I do not.
Right.
And I surely don't envy anybody else. You know, if you're impacting one girl that looks like you, you know, like, thank God you had the inner strength to go to the fucking library. A lot didn't.
Right.
Right? So what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing here? You save one person's life or make one person's life better, you fucking won.
That's what my husband says. Get the fuck over yourself.
Like, listen. And by the way, the second you start getting over yourself, you start going fast. One of the things that really works for me is, by having such clarity and calmness, I go so fast, which creates so much, which then in essence creates the thing that you're looking for. The more you're not thinking, the more you're gonna be doing, the more you're gonna be doing, the more likely you're gonna find the thing that unlocks the thing that you actually wanted.
Right.
Giving is always the path to the thing you want.
Right. Okay, Gary, well, thanks. Do I owe you a check at the end of this?
Nope.
Free therapy for the first time in 15 years, man.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Let's keep it going.
Hi.
How do you pronounce your name?
Oh my God. It's Shanice.
Shanice, so nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you. I'm 21. I'm from Ireland. This is crazy to me. I've looked up to you for so long. Like, I have so many interests. I'm interested in singing, dancing, graphic design. Like, the minute you launched Join Team Gary V, I was on top of it. I was creating and I wouldn't stop. And like, luckily enough, I was so grateful that my designs were featured on the page and I made so many amazing connections. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And you kept pushing TikTok and I was like, right, I have to check out and see what TikTok is all about. So I made an account And nearly a year later, I'm on like 64K. And that has given me amazing opportunities. Like, I'm so, so grateful. You've no idea. Like, it's beyond what I could have ever imagined. You've been such an inspiration to me for so long. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. I'm like, stuttering all my words. And basically, like, my question is, because I have a lot of interests, I'm not sure what to be posting. Like, because graphic design is my inspiration. Like, I've reached out to so many TikTok. I've reached out to a lot of building up, like, TikTokers. I'm like, my thing right now is making animated profile pictures, and I've made a lot of profile pictures for TikTokers. So I'm using your advice in the sense that, like, free is the way to go. Leverage. When you want to get your content seen,
especially when you can afford for free, especially when your work isn't valuable to anybody just yet. It is a gateway in this internet world. Good for you.
Yeah, definitely. And so I respect you so much.
Thank you. So are you saying that the question comes in the form of, you know, just got all these different interests, how should I be thinking about putting out content?
Yeah, like, I'm not even lying when I say I have over like 1,200 videos on TikTok. I post like so many times a day. And it's kind of, I'm linking my Instagram with my TikTok. I'm getting people to go over and look at my designs. And I'm slowly growing on Instagram because I realize how hard it is to grow. But like I said, I'm using your advice, being like, hey, I'll do this for you for free. If you like, share this on your story, tag me, let your friends know that I did it for you. That's my question. Like, should I zone in on one thing, or should I taste like different things?
I mean, even the fact that you use the word taste different things means you already know the answer.
I do.
You know, it's so crazy to live a life where, like, you know, I think because I actually was not well read, and you know, I have my own vernacular, and to just even hear you say taste different things, it's so flattering.
I've been watching you for so long, like 6 years, honestly, constant, nonstop. You've changed my life completely. My perspective on life is, I never would have thought it would be like this.
Listen to me, you're well on your way. Is there like, you're well on your way.
My end goal is to be part of Team Gary V one day, and I am going to make sure that happens.
I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. Like, if we weren't going through this crazy situation, and plus visas, unfortunately, have become super hard in the U.S., but I would not bet against you. And every chemical in my body just said, yes, she's going to. Is there anything else I can answer for you? Like, because I, you know, obviously this is like an interaction more than a question, because I feel like you know the answers. Is there genuinely something that has been confusing? You know, I come from so many different angles. Sometimes people are like, wait a minute, didn't he say the opposite the other day? Is there anything that you need on a clarity? As a matter of fact, what everybody's watching right now, so many of you have been in the cocoon for so long. I'm very open to questions that are like, hey, Gary, you know, what you might think is challenging me, I don't think it's a contradiction. I think it's a layer to answer. So going forward on Tea with Gary Vee, if anybody has a clarification question, I'm happy to answer it. Anything like that comes to mind?
So like when it comes to posting content, like I know you say like post as much as you can and as often as you can, but when you're designing, like when it comes to designing, I know I spend a lot of time doing it and I sometimes get burned out, but I keep on going. Like, sometimes it does get hard. Do you recommend that, knowing when they're like setting limits for yourself and knowing when to stop? And
100%. I stop all the time.
Yeah.
Like, of course, you know, anything that becomes stressful or anxious or upsetting needs to stop. Like, no matter how hard I go, you know, I'm always willing to stop if I don't feel it.
Yeah.
I always trust my feelings.
Yeah. Because I feel like sometimes it gets very tiring. Like, although I love it with an absolute passion, I think I go to the extreme and I go too far, and then I'm run down, and then I'm stressing out, you know?
Yeah, just the run down is gonna happen, because when you're loving it, inevitably you're not even gonna feel it. It's almost like adrenaline, you know? And then after the game, you're like, why does everything hurt? Right, I was playing with adrenaline and now my muscles hurt, or this injury hurts. That's okay. I think that what you want to make sure, like, you need to know that, like, if you promised Charlie that you were going to deliver something, but you feel run down and you were going to deliver it on Tuesday night, it's okay to send a message and say, hey, I feel a little run down. Can I get this to you Wednesday midday?
Yeah.
Like, people are compassionate.
Yeah, definitely. I have one more question. Since I'm hopefully going to be working for you in the future, can you follow me back on Instagram?
100%. I'll do it right now on the spot. Is it the same
Thank
handle
so
as this
much.
Right here?
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And thank you so much.
Have the best day. And I hope you're keeping well and safe during quarantine.
6,144. That's me. It's done. Thanks for being
Such
on.
Such a dream. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dustin.
Yes, sir.
Good show.
Yeah.
Fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a weird, do we have the podcast ending?
We do.
We do. Oh, I can't wait to see it. Everybody's watching. One thing that I realized with Tea with Gary Vee is the majority of you are actually not subscribed to my podcast. You listen to it, but you're not subscribed on Spotify or, more importantly, Apple. Anybody with an iPhone who's not subscribed to the podcast, you're hurting my feelings. So we have a little bit of a promotional thing to inspire you. If you've just subscribed to my podcast, there's the URL. It's garyvee.com/audio experience if you want the whole thing, or you can go to Apple and just search Gary Vee Audio Experience. I would love for you to get on board. There's so much going on here. I have a little bit of a concern that Tea with Gary Vee does not continue post COVID, but the way you can get that hit is through Tea with Gary Vee. Also, before I head out, wine text today. I saw several people asking for the heads up. Today's a monster. It's a wine from the Languedoc in France, and it's 93 points from one of the hardest critics in the world. So that's just crazy. And it's under $20 a bottle. It's a big time red for a lot of you that drink $40-$50 reds or aspire to. It's a big time red. So please sign up for winetext.com if you buy wine in the US. It would mean the world to me. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted shout out is Can't Wash Dishes Without Him by M.A. Double. Gary, thank you for all of the great podcasts that have made doing the dishes so much more enjoyable. I hope to one day be on your podcast so that I can listen to myself while I do the dishes. Thanks again. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.